starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa Australia Explained, ang SBS audio podcast na gagabay sa inyong pamumuhay sa Australia.
Hindi madaling harapin ang isang bushfire, isang karanasang tumatatak at mahirap kalimutan. Si Sharif Baite ay Deputy Captain ng Rural Fire Service Brigade sa Nana Glen, isang maliit na bayan sa New South Wales. Katulad niya, mahigit 100,000 volunteer firefighters sa buong Australia ang patuloy na nagsisilbi. Nagbibigay kaalaman sa komunidad, lumalaban sa apoy at tumutulong sa pagbangon matapos ang sakuna. Taong 2019, naranasan ni Sharif ang kanyang unang malaking bushfire. Makalipas ang ilang taon, sariwa pa rin sa kanyang alaala ang mga tagpong iyon, mga alaala ng apoy, paglikas at pagtutulungan ng komunidad.
When you're driving down the road and you're seeing the bushland and it's all burnt to a crisp, you see a possum running across the road, it's been burnt out of his log. It's surreal, but it's not until the hours later when you're back at the station and you're having a debrief that the reality of what you went through and the stories of the people around you and their experience and their feelings. You got to remember, we're all volunteers. This was our first bushfire as a crew.
Maaaring maging napakabigat ang pagbabalik sa tahanan matapos lumikas dahil sa bushfire. Hindi mo alam kung ano ang iyong madadatnan. Pero bago ang lahat, hintayin muna ang opisyal na abiso. Makakabalik lamang kapag idiniklara ng State Emergency Service o SES na ligtas na ang lugar. Sa pag-uwi, magdala ng mga pangunahing pangangailangan tulad ng pagkain hindi madaling masira, inuming tubig, cash, flashlight at ekstrang baterya. Kung nakatayo pa ang bahay, suriin muna kung may structural damage bago pumasok. Kapag papasok sa apektado ng sunog, magsuot ng respirator o mask, guantes o gloves, long sleeves at matibay na sapatos. Hanggat maaari, huwag munang isama ang mga bata at alagang hayop. At pagdating sa property, magmasid ng mabuti sa mga posibleng nagbabagang abo. Maaari kasi itong magliyab muli kahit ilang araw na ang nakalipas mula ng humupa ang apoy.
We consistently had call out after the fires for about 2 weeks, and it'd be some property owner who would have had a log that he didn't realize was still hot and smoldering, that we had some winds about 7-8 days later that ignited these things. And next thing you know, they're looking out their back window and there's a log on fire. And of course, the first thing they do is they call RFS. Those embers and those hot spots, they can reignite fires as well, especially if they're close to your home.
Kung may insurance ka, tiyaking maitala muna ang lahat bago maglinis o maglipat ng anumang gamit. Kunan ng larawan at video ang mga pinsala at gumawa ng listahan ng mga nawala o nasira. May ilang insurance company na nagbibigay na ng agarang bayad para sa pangunahing pangangailangan tulad ng pansamantalang matutuluyan. Naglalaan din ang emergency shelters at relief centers para sa agarang kaligtasan at suporta. Karaniwan, may matutuluyan, pagkain, tubig at charging stations para sa mga apektado. Makakatulong din ang mga state-based services gaya ng Emergency Recovery Victoria, Service New South Wales o ang Queensland Recovery Hotline upang gabayan ang mga residente sa susunod na hakbang. Depende sa sitwasyon, maaari ring makakuha ng tulong pinansyal mula sa pamahalaan. Ayon kay Sharif Baite, iba-iba ang naging paglalakbay ng bawat isa tungo sa pagbangon matapos ang bushfire.
To restore normality to someone who's lost their house and all their belongings, It's impossible. But to get the roads cleared, the debris cleared off the road. You know, they had a backhoe. There were trees that had fallen down on the roads. There were trees on the sides of the road that had already been pushed out the way to cut down those trees that could be a nuisance in the future and chip them up. That is a long recovery. So, yeah, it all comes down to and dependent on how much you lost and how much was damaged in the process.
Hindi lamang ang mga lugar na direktang nasunugan ang apektado ng bushfire. Maging ang usok nito ay maaaring umabot sa malalayong komunidad na sumisira sa kalidad ng hangin at may epekto sa kalusugan at pang-araw-araw na pamumuhay. Mas nanganganib ang mga may sakit sa puso at baga dahil mas sensitibo sila sa maruming hangin. Ayon kay Dr. Lai Heng Fung, isang emergency physician at eksperto sa public health at disaster response, maaaring magtagal ang epekto ng bushfire smoke sa katawan kahit matagal nang humupa at naglaho ang usok sa paligid.
As we saw in the Black Summer bushfires, prolonged exposure actually can affect growth of unborn babies. It contributes to heart disease, dementia, cancers, strokes, diabetes, and let's not forget poor mental health.
Sinabi niya na ang epekto ng sunod-sunod na sakuna sa mental health ay maaaring maging malalim at pangmatagalan.
And when it comes over and over again, which we will see in the future because climate change causes compounding effects on disaster occurrence, making it more frequent and also more severe. And each time that occurs, people get triggered by the experience. They have increased risk of anxiety and depression and all the effects of post-traumatic stress.
Matapos ang malalaking bushfire, agad na nagbubukas ang mga recovery center na may mga trauma-informed counselor at referral services upang tulungan ang mga apektadong residente. Maaari ring kumonsulta sa iyong GP upang makahanap ng angkop na suporta. Habang bukas 24/7 ang mga helpline tulad ng Lifeline at Beyond Blue para sa agarang tulong. Ayon kay Erin Pili, National Disaster for Recovery and Emergency Services ng Red Cross Australia. Napakahalaga ang pagbibigay suporta sa mga bata matapos ang isang sakuna. Aniya, malaki ang papel ng kalagayan at emosyonal na katataga ng mga magulang sa kung paano haharapin at malalampasan ng mga bata ang ganitong karanasan.
Parenting after a disaster is really, really hard. There's so many different things to navigate. Your kids might be experiencing similar or challenging feelings and thoughts or reactions to the disaster. That's really normal. You've all been through a lot. So reassuring them and providing that care and comfort is probably the most important thing you can do. No one knows your child as well as you do.
Kung mapapansin ang anumang nakakabahalang pagbabago sa kilos o asal ng iyong anak, inirerekomenda nito na agad humingi ng tulong sa pamamagitan ng iyong GP o isang helpline. Mayroon ding kids helpline na nagbibigay ng confidential phone at online counseling service para sa mga kabataang edad 5 hanggang 25. At paalala niya, ang pagbangon mula sa sakuna ay hindi minamadali. Ito ay isang proseso na nangangailangan ng panahon.
What we know from experience is that it takes a lot longer than anyone anticipates. People have so many different priorities coming at them, whether it's the school being closed, whether it's dealing with your insurance company, whether it's applying for the different grants that are available. The fact that whole communities often get impacted all at once, so your normal ways of coping and the people who you normally reach out to sometimes is challenging because they've got their own paperwork to deal with and they're dealing with their own disaster at the same time.
Sa mas positibong pananaw, sinabi ni Erin Pili na karamihan sa mga tao ay nakakabawi ng maayos sa tulong ng pamilya, kaibigan at komunidad. Hinihikayat din niya ang lahat na maglaan ng oras para sa maliliit na sandali ng kasiyahan kahit na nasa proseso ng pagbangon mula sa sakuna.
Whether that's going for a walk, walking the dog, walking around the block with your kids, organizing a picnic with your neighbors so the kids can run wild while you can chat to someone who's been through a similar experience with you is so important for making sure that you can keep getting through the demands of disaster recovery.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
At kung kaya mong tumulong sa iba, hindi mo kailangan gumawa ng malalaking bagay. Ang simpleng pagiging present at handang makinig o sumuporta ay maaring magdulot ng malaking pagbabago.
What we know over and over again is knowing that someone cares, knowing that someone listens to what you're going through and help you kind of come to terms with what's happened is so important for people. So it doesn't have to be donating stuff or donating money or donating time, but really sharing your heart with someone and your ear.
Ang pagbangon mula sa bushfire ay isang mahabang proseso, ngunit hindi mo kailangang harapin ito ng mag-isa. Mayroong suporta para sa iyong kaligtasan, sa iyong tahanan, sa iyong mental health at well-being. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Audrey Bouget na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.